Hello, ladies and gentlemen, groovy ghoulies, if you will. Welcome to the Halloween episode of Science Us. My name is Ivan Decker, and as always, I tried to think of like a spooky name.
I know exactly what you were trying to do.
There's not really a lot I can do with
that. You're trying to do the thing on The Simpsons on their Halloween episodes
yeah.
where it goes, Ivan Ghoulish Decker, only that also was not great.
Ivan to suck your blood, Decker.
There you go. That was perfect. All you needed was that one.
Needed a little more time. Needed some stalling. And
joining him, as always, is Peter Carlone.
Peter, pumpkin eater. Peter, pumpkin carver.
It's not spooky. None of that was spooky.
Peter Carvlone.
That's much better. I like that. And joining, what was yours?
Ivan to suck your blood, Decker.
Joining Ivan to suck your blood, Decker, is Cleaver Carvlone.
There we go. Cleaver Carvlone. Perfect. Pretty far away from your actual name. But hey, what are we going to do?
Oh, man. Well, this is Science Us.
This is Science Us. We took a little break for a while, but now we're back. It's Halloween.
We did?
We're going to talk. Well, we didn't have episodes. It's okay.
I didn't know we took a break.
Yeah, neither did the audience,
guys,
really.
Guys, that was my fault.
You guys didn't even know.
I'll be honest.
So because it's Halloween, our science topic, of course, is going to be something Halloween-y and spooky.
Yes.
We are going to talk about... zombies.
Whee! Or
whichever
sort of thing they do.
Yeah, you know, zombie noise. Zombies are very popular. So popular, in fact, that they have gone outside of Halloween. They have superseded Halloween.
Yep.
And there are now just zombie events. People like zombies so much that they're like, I don't want to just have me be a zombie. I only want to go to the thing where everyone's a zombie.
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing. The zombie walk.
Yeah. I don't want to be a zombie and hang around with a bunch of Power Rangers.
What a weird form of cosplay or, you know, like LARPers where you dress
cosplay.
Up in the medieval stuff and you go and you have a medieval war. Like, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Because you're active, you're doing something. But the zombie walk is like, let's all dress up as zombies. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
And then what do you guys do? Well, I just kind of shamble around for a bit.
Yeah, we shamble. The best, though, is like I've seen it a few times where people do the zombie walk and then they like didn't get a ride home. So they have to like wait at the bus as a zombie. Everybody else at the bus stop is like, ugh, this guy.
Or they just shamble home.
Yeah. Or they shamble. Or they're just walking quickly.
One day that's not going to go well. Somebody, you know, like those freaking prank videos? Like somebody's going to be doing one of those zombie pranks. There's this guy who is also on The Walking Dead as a stunt man or something. And he does like zombie pranks.
Yeah.
Because this man is had his, I guess, lower half amputated. Like he doesn't have legs. Below his hip bones is gone.
Okay.
And so he's always doing these pranks in elevators and stuff and like lying in a pool of blood. And then it looks terrible. It looks like he's been chopped to pieces. And then he gets up and like on his legs or on his arms rather, just drags himself after you. And it's very frightening.
Yeah.
And then all these reactions of people freaking out. Nah, we're all having a good time. One day.
Someone's going to step on his head.
Somebody's going to step on his. Somebody's going to shoot him. He's doing this in the States. There are crazy people down there that believe this stuff, you know, could happen or did happen. And
yeah.
They're going to see him. Somebody's going to be quick on the draw with their free-to-carry sidearm.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, America, and they're thinking they're saving the world while they murder a man.
That's going to be the problem. That's, like, the advantage that zombies have is that they don't know that we'll probably just think they're fake and won't kill them at
That's
first.
A good point, actually. The first half of the zombie uprising will be this ironic prank that everybody's assuming the cameras.
People will be like, yeah, right.
Okay, you're biting into me pretty hard there. Okay, that hurts a lot, actually. Where's the cameras? Okay, prank over.
Yeah.
Too late.
So, zombies, the idea of zombie, I mean,
Let's
become popularized over the past little while. I don't know why. They seem pretty boring as a supernatural. I think maybe it was like an anti-vampire movement. Was that it? They were just like,
So they had to back another horse?
Yeah, because, like, Twilight came around and, like, all the... And then I remember as soon as Twilight became popular, which was really only popular because of, like, the sexiness of it. It wasn't really because of vampires, but then network and marketing people were like, vampires, they're super hot. Anything with a vampire in the script, make it. So then there was just
vampires
all kinds
are sexy
of,
now.
All kinds of stupid vampire stuff that just came up. You know, like True Blood or like all those. I don't know. I never watched True Blood. Maybe it was good. It sounds like it was garbage, though.
I think it was good.
Oh, okay.
But not because of vampires. I think it was good because it was sexy.
Yeah.
It was like a sexy
yeah,
show.
Again, another thing. So zombies, at least they're not sexy. That's good. but they're just like, they're pretty unremarkable. They
you
just kind of wander.
They,
and well, they have to try so hard to make them scary.
Yeah.
And the only thing that makes them scary is that there's like a bunch of them. Like
it's
there's
the
no,
numbers that make them
one
scary.
Zombie yeah. is like the easiest thing to dispatch ever.
Unless you think it's a prank.
Yeah, unless you think it's a hipster.
And let it happen.
And you're like, all right.
Hipster.
Hipster.
You know what, though? You know why I think they're popular? I think it's because, in part, because of the post-apocalyptic love. Like, we all love a good post-apocalyptic story.
Yes. Yeah.
From the start of making movies. No, from, like, storytelling
yeah.
on.
People like, are like, well, it was all coming from a place of, like, hey, it's pretty terrible,
yeah.
but... Still not as bad as having this guy in charge. Like,
yeah.
I feel like a lot of it is fantasizing about a world.
Just how bad it could get.
A world where there's no government. Like, you don't
oh.
like the current system. So you're like, what if we just got rid of all of that?
It'd be terrible.
Sure,
anyway.
I'm being bitten a lot, but I've never had to miss the bus.
Also, there aren't buses.
I'm running for my life all the time, but my boss doesn't get mad at me when I'm late. I don't have to do my taxes.
I think that the zombies also help keep that post-apocalyptic story exciting.
Yeah.
Because really, at the end of the day, a post-apocalyptic story, everything's all like dusty or water wars or whatever. The only real-
Water wars? Water, oh, like trying to find water.
Fighting.
I thought you meant like with super soakers.
I meant super soakers. No, but it's like people fighting over resources like fresh water.
Yeah.
That's not that exciting at the end of the day because really all it is what we have now-
Yeah.
Wars over resources minus maybe 6.5 billion people on
yeah.
the planet. You know, it's like
yeah.
just a smaller version of what we're doing now.
Because most of those like zombie movies and zombie shows and stuff, they always, the zombies are just kind of there as a tool
to jazz it up.
Yeah, but also to help us identify the way that we would behave. And it's,
oh, okay.
it's almost like the humanity of the zombies is sometimes more than that of the people. Like,
wait, hold
really
on.
Really bad people.
Oh, I see.
Doing stuff.
But
that's
the
very
zombies
inhumane.
Are like forgivable in a way because it's like,
I
zombie.
Didn't know better. I was just hungry.
You're hungry.
They just want to bite me until I turn into one of them.
Or brains. What happened to the brain eating zombies?
Yeah, because a lot of them
that's
would.
Old school, right?
Brain eating, and they would say brains. But now, like, it just.
Oh, yeah, they don't
somewhere
even say
along
brains
the way,
anymore.
They can't talk anymore. But. But the zombie mythology has shifted a lot, and maybe I'll go back and we'll just sort of start.
Well, we gotta do the science part now.
We'll start at the beginning.
We haven't done science yet.
Yeah, zombies. the word zombie is a Haitian word,
ooh.
And originally it was had to do with voodoo, like a sort of voodoo curse. And the original kind of zombie mythology came around that. It was like, oh yeah, these voodoo priests can reanimate the dead. And it was actually in a book called The Serpent and the Rainbow by Dr. Wade Davis, who studied a little bit of that in the 60s.
Cool.
And the way that it had happened, there was actually true stuff going on down there involving zombification, but it wasn't really, like, people weren't dying and then becoming reanimated. They were sort of being put into a state similar to death. Like Romeo and Juliet style. Like they had a poison that would basically make them
tired,
shut down.
Right.
Their systems would slow to a point where they would appear dead. So they were dead by
a noticeable pulse or anything.
So, like doctors that were just kind of lazy and in a hurry would pronounce them dead. Like they don't check the pulse for longer than 2 seconds.
Or I believe in Romeo and Juliet's case,
yeah.
Italian.
Yeah. Italian doctors.
French? I can't remember.
Romeo and Juliet was not in France.
Italian, right?
Although, actually, Montague sounds French. Look, we're not here. This isn't a Shakespeare podcast.
Nor is it a good science one.
Theater grad.
That's true. That's all I have.
Out of either of us, you're the one that should know where Romeo and Juliet took place.
Am I, this might be a rude question, am I the most decorated scholar in this room?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Unless you count, like, accolades to do with entertainment.
Oh, damn.
Although that's not true, because you're a Canadian Comedy Award winner. So, yeah, you're heads and tails above me in every category.
I feel like I didn't bring it up to point that out, but also...
Not fishing, but you're happy what you caught. All right. Zombies came from Haiti and voodoo.
Yeah.
And what they used to do is they would drug these people, and apparently they would zombify them and make them work in sugar plantations.
Oh,
so
God.
It was more of like a hypnotic state. So they were sort of more impressionable. They moved slower.
Oh, okay.
Impaired vision. Blurry, and they can't really think straight. They're basically just like on the date rape drug. So,
like a mild form that keeps them active. So
yeah.
They can actually harvest sugar?
So
I'm
they
not
can,
sure how you do sugar stuff.
I think they just cut it. Pretty sure it's pretty easy to harvest sugar. It's just time consuming.
Right.
So
why not make zombies do it?
Yeah, exactly. Zombies making sugar.
The obvious,
the obvious
moral problem there being that these people are not dead.
They're not dead, no.
And they probably didn't want any of those things to happen that are currently happening to
them.
Nope,
not at all. This was non-consensual zombification. So.
Not good.
That's kind of the original thing. And then from there, there kind of became, like, Night of the Living Dead was sort of one of the first zombie-type movies.
Right.
Which explored the idea of zombies coming out of the grave. Like, that was always a big one, was them bursting out of the ground, like dead people getting up, walking around like, I wasn't actually dead. Because there was
they clawed through their coffins.
Yeah, they clawed through their coffins and up through the ground, which is actually impossible because you bury them 6 feet deep.
Yeah.
But the whole, all of that stuff comes from, and like the idea of a wake, where you would have a party around the body just to make sure that they're actually dead.
Oh, yeah.
Because a long time ago in like... You know, medieval times or post-medieval times, people were pretty bad at realizing whether or not people were dead. They didn't know about the Hollywood neck pulse where you check now. They were just kind of like...
That hadn't been spread yet.
Well, I don't know. It's not breathing. I guess he's dead. He won't get up.
For a while.
I tried clapping in front of his face and he didn't blink, so...
Get some smelling salts.
Probably dead. So there was a lot
is
of that.
Is that actually where the expression "Saved by the Bell" came from? I heard that was a thing. Maybe.
Really?
Is it?
What do you mean?
I don't know now. So it's like a bell attached to the inside of their coffin with like a little like a string. The bell comes up to their grave.
Yeah.
If you wake up in your coffin, you pull that string, and then
a
little bell rings, and they're like, "Oh shit, better dig that person up."
That seems like it would still take a long time to dig. You might die anyway.
And I also feel like there's a 75% chance that I pulled all of that directly out of my ass.
Maybe.
I swear I've heard that before.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know, I've seen...
But maybe it's not real.
There are diagrams I've seen... I don't know if I've seen the bell, but I've definitely seen people have, like, chimneys. So just in case, and you can, like, yell. Be like, I'm alive in here.
Which would be the most terrifying thing, to be walking through a cemetery and hearing... Little muffled cries, which a metal chimney would just make it more like hollow and haunting sounding. By the time it comes out of a gravestone,
guys,
chase like hundreds of people just running for the hills, running away from the cemetery. The opposite of the effect you wanted, which was to be dug up.
Yeah, and I mean, there's all sorts of cases, medical journals and stuff that detail people sitting up in the morgue, like because of gas buildup at the body or whatever, like the spine
sort of
will just contract.
But, and then, of course, the surgeons or the nurses, whoever's on duty in the morgue, also crapping themselves.
Yeah.
Out of fear.
So I'm sure that there are, it was not easy or it's not difficult for the human mind to then come up with a mythology based around the dead coming back.
Yeah.
But then I don't know where like the heart, because there doesn't seem to be a lot of hard and fast rules, because for the longest time, zombies could only shamble.
Yeah, but it's the same thing with vampires, right? They change all the time.
Yeah, I know. They're just sparkling. Get out of here.
Like the modern vampires, a la Blade, Twilight, etc., Buffy, like these ones can't turn into bats.
Yeah.
Although I think that was reserved
that wasn't,
only
that was
for
reserved
Dracula,
for Dracula.
Because right? He was like the king.
Specifically Dracula. Yeah, and there was also, I don't know a lot about vampires, but I know that there was like a satanic element to it. Like,
Right.
Satan's dad came from hell or something. Or no, Satan's dad. Dad. Dracula's dad came from hell.
No, I prefer Satan's dad.
Satan's dad. God.
Hank. Oh, yeah, that's true, actually, isn't it? It's not a guy named Hank. I was trying to come up with
I don't know.
Dad.
Wait, maybe Satan's not the son of God.
Well, I think...
I think I'm all mixed up here, guys.
He was one... Satan, Lucifer, Lord of Light,
yeah.
was one of God's angels. So technically, God is Satan's boss.
Okay.
And he was...
He's his old boss.
He was, yeah, his old. He fired him.
He fired him, and then he started his own company.
He didn't fire him though. It was weird union rules. He couldn't fire him, so he just moved him to a different department. He moved him to shipping and receiving.
So then they became like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, we do things a little easier down here.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it seems like the user experience is a lot worse. What with all the burning.
Wait, are you saying that Satan is Microsoft then?
No, you can draw your own parallels from
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, very nice.
So, back to...
Yeah, we got to science this now. We have to science this because what you're talking about here is people who die, and now, and you and I, we're talking...
Yeah.
We're talking clinically dead.
Yes.
Actually dead, not like pretend, like... Like the
yeah.
dead that
no thought. Oxygen to the brain, because it's very difficult for the brain to function without oxygen. Now it is possible.
I would say it is impossible.
Yeah.
First, you have to define function.
Well, have synapses and nervous.
Then I'm going to go impossible.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So the only sort of way that people could, in theory, become zombies would be for them to not die first. They would have to just turn while still alive, but then go into that state.
Oh, okay.
So in like some sort of toxin or disease or parasite. So there's parasites already in existence.
That's right.
That can cause like radical behavior changes.
Just
in...
some planet Earth type shit you're about to talk about. Right
yeah,
here.
Insects and even as sophisticated creatures as rodents. There's a bacteria. I don't know the name, but I have read about it where...
Best scientist ever.
I mean, like, do I want to Google the name?
No, no, we're fine. We're fine.
I'll tweet about it later. Just believe me. It's out there. It's a bacteria that lives in the intestinal tract of cats, and that's where it survives.
Toxoplasmosis.
That's where it lives. Yeah. And to get there, it will go into the brain of a mouse and make the mouse just, like, really
oh, yeah.
bad at getting away from cats. Like, it'll just walk mindlessly towards a cat, so the cat eats it, and then the bacteria that's in the mouse's brain can then get into the intestinal tract of the cat.
Which, to me, seems like the very first... That's, like, the real-world version of those email spams that you get, where it's, like, an unsuspecting email walks up to you slowly, and then
yeah.
it's like, put your email and password in here.
Yeah.
And the cat has to be stupid enough to be like, this mouse gave itself to me. I'm just going to eat it because why
yeah.
not? It's a free meal.
Yeah, exactly.
If the cat had anywhere with all, like humans should have in their emails, you'd see it shamble up to you and be like, there's something wrong
yeah.
with that for
this
sure.
This seems a little too easy. So then there's also the parasites of like sort of Last of Us style where it's plant born fungal. So those exist in insects, ants,
right.
where the ant will just mindlessly walk to the highest point that it can get to, and then a plant just bursts out of its head
Gross.
And starts to release spores land
so,
on other insects.
All right, so if we're gonna just like break this, let's science this shit here. If we're going to break this down. Here's my problem with that situation.
And then there's also, we've uncovered
oh,
viral.
Another one.
There's viral as well.
Oh.
We sort of talked about fungal and bacterial.
Yeah.
But there's viral, like mad cow disease is a good
oh,
example.
Oh, it just gets in there and messes up your brain.
Yeah.
You get all nasty like.
I mean, mad cow disease is quite prevalent and will affect humans. Also, rabies is another one. Like, you know, viruses like that.
Yeah.
That are, I mean, it's not entirely zombification, but it does change your behavior. It makes you more angry, makes you more aggressive, affects your ability to decision make. Now, whether or not that can become an airborne thing that affects a large group of people, who knows?
Right.
But I think if we're talking most plausible, I would go with the viral infection, probably.
Mad cow disease style?
Yeah.
Here's
it's
my problem
already
with
out
these things,
there.
Though. The things you've described, at least, especially the first two, create a situation wherein the animal, so in the, our
the
fictional
host.
Case, the host, rather.
Yeah.
Let's say a human in this, in our fictional version.
Yeah.
Would, I mean, it's not very exciting zombie type stuff like in the movies.
No.
It seems more like they get sad and they walk to an area with lots of other humans and then die.
It's true. They're not really attacking other...
other people.
Other people.
Like, the ants don't attack the ants, but they would just go into a crowded place and then just, like, pass away.
Yeah. And it also, like, it seems crazy that the zombies, like, in sort of popular mythology would want to self-sustain their host body. Like, it seems just so strange.
Well, that's one of the problems. That's one of the problems with Ebola right now, where people, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to this, and it's years from now. At this point in time, we were so scared about Ebola, a thing that's killed, as of this post, 5,000 people. And in 2009, the swine flu killed 284,000 people.
Yeah.
And we're pretending like Ebola is the worst thing since
the swine flu killed that
bread.
Many people?
Yeah, 2009 swine flu killed... Yeah, not SARS. SARS was...
SARS was like 8 people, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty low. But swine flu was a rowdy one.
It was like the one guy's grandparents. And he was like, oh, this is bad!
Yeah, and everybody was worried that it was going to be the next thing. But the problem with Ebola, like the problem with the zombification...
I had the H1N1 virus, though.
You what?
Yeah, I had
you
it.
Had it?
I survived it.
Yeah, a lot of people... Well, I mean, and that's one of the things that made it less of a sensational thing, is like a lot of people were surviving it.
Yeah.
But what made it a much nastier...
But people are surviving Ebola, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obama hugged one of them.
What made it... And then she was healed.
I would like to have seen the Obama, like, so if I hug her, is everything going to be cool?
Am I actually going to get Ebola?
No, seriously. Like, how bad? How far can we go? Like, third base?
Third base? Can I go to third base? If I French this girl, am I going to get Ebola? And then the doctors were like... You'll get impeached.
You have a wife.
You might not get Ebola. Well, you might. Or just hug her. Actually, let's just shoot her.
We better just shoot her.
And out of an abundance of caution, the cops shot her.
So, Ebola...
Okay,
sorry.
The thing I'm trying to say is, like what you just pointed out, is that the virus or the fungal nature of zombification virus or bacterias is that they don't keep the host alive for very long.
Yeah.
That's also one of the reasons why Ebola is very, frankly, a shitty epidemic. It's not really going to be that successful.
No.
As we think it's the most scary thing in the world, it's really not. Because, okay, it sounds...
You show symptoms
it sounds
almost
callous.
Immediately.
Yeah, it sounds callous, but it's really good at killing you.
Yeah.
And it kills humans so effectively that it's not a very good epidemic because it doesn't stay alive. It doesn't keep you alive long enough to go spreading it around.
And it doesn't survive for a long time outside of the body.
Well, at all. I mean, it's got to have fluid with it. It has to be, like, encased in, you know, your blood or feces or spit or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not like the flu where you can just, like, spit it out into the air and it'll float around.
Yeah.
And then the flu keeps everybody alive for long enough so that it can spread itself.
Yeah.
That's the main fear.
The flu's really good.
The only thing to be worried about with Ebola is, like, if it mutates, well... It gets so many chances, and it's going through so many generations in humans.
Yeah.
So if it can mutate to keep its host alive longer, then we're in big trouble.
Like if the flu and Ebola got together.
Yes, and made a little baby. A horrible, horrible baby.
Like if the flu held like a press, like one of those Tony Robbins-style conferences.
Yeah. You can do it.
You can do it.
I believe
you
in
can
flu.
Keep them alive long enough to get on a goddamn plane.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, in reality, the big fear is malaria, because they're heading into malaria season on the African continent, and so if those two diseases start messing around with each other...
But malaria is only carried by mosquitoes. It's a purely bloodborne illness.
Yes, but if it's going to bite somebody with Ebola, and then they, you know, they start messing around, and some genes get copied over, because they're very good at, like, swapping out genes and shit.
Who are?
That's it. The viruses.
They.
They. Africans. Now, guys, listen. The,
everybody, this is when it gets racist. Science and Us will not be back for another episode. We've been shut down.
Or at least Peter won't be.
Yeah. Peter's been fired for racism.
No, that's in the ether now. That's been said.
Yeah.
Into a microphone. Peter's been fired for racism has been said.
Someone's going to edit that later and use it on a thing.
No, you're the editor.
It's true. It is me. I'm going to save it.
Can I just point something out? The reason I'm probably so crazy right now Guys, before we started taping this, Ivan, because it's Halloween, loaded up the YouTubes and he played Monster Mash no fewer than...
4 times.
I'm going to say 8 times.
It was a lot. We listened to Monster Mash quite a few times.
And it was the worst. It was the worst thing he's ever put
But you know what? The zombies were having a great time. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. That's the zombie line in Monster Mash. So that's 1962, and there was already zombies
overtaking our pop
the zombie
culture.
Mythology. I mean, it hadn't hit as hard yet. That's a really hard thing to say.
Yes, it is.
Hadn't hit as hard yet, but they were still around. But they were just kind of like, you know, there's 3 or 4 of them eating brains.
Yeah.
Party just started, and they're already, so they were fun-loving.
They were very fun-loving zombies.
Very fun-loving zombies.
Well, it's interesting that they used to talk, too, in folklore, when they were like...
Yeah, because they were not... Brains. They were just people in a trance. They weren't, I think, reanimated dead.
You know what? Honestly, the trance thing I find more scary and more morally shaky.
Yeah.
Because in a zombie movie, I think the other great thing about zombie movies, you got the apocalyptic thing we mentioned earlier.
You don't have to feel bad about killing them because
exactly.
They're already dead.
So you can just watch people... mowing down millions of other people, but it's okay because those people they're killing,
yeah, they're already dead,
aren't real people.
They're just dead people.
They're just walking targets that you get to shoot at. I think that's why alien movies are great too.
Yeah,
or why stormtroopers
or
wear stormtrooper helmets.
Yeah,
robots too.
Anything that you can just kill and you have to feel bad. But yeah, I mean, the other thing with that though, the other side of it is in those shows they will repeatedly go back to the well on the sort of cliche of somebody who can't let him go. They try to keep him alive as a zombie.
They never give up on that.
And they're always like, but there's going to be a cure. It's like, they are dead. How do you not realize? Because their eyes change. Everything changes. Like,
there's going to be a cure. All I got to do is staple her jaw back on.
Yeah.
And then cure her.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so weird that they're... Every season of The Walking Dead, there was somebody that was like, no, they're zombies. They're not bad. They're not, I can see that they're just different. It's like, no, they're not.
And not to get onto The Walking Dead trail a little bit, because maybe some of our listener might not have been up to date on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, maybe they haven't seen it all. There's not going to be any spoilers.
But the whole plan to, well, okay, maybe there's a spoiler coming up. It's just that the idea that they can cure it one day.
Yeah.
Is one of the through lines in the plot. But we, the viewer, knows that that's not a thing. Because it's like, what are you going to do? Like,
it's going to be an airborne virus?
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is it's not a thing because we're watching a show called The Walking Dead. So The Walking Dead, like season 9, can't have no more zombies because they cured them.
That's not true. Well, Prison Break, that show, they broke out and then they like had to keep finding other prisons that they had to get locked into.
So it's just a rotating prison show.
That show is so stupid.
I did not watch it. I thought it was good, though, I heard.
It was, like, good for the time. Like, it was some good suspense and stuff.
Right.
If you go back and watch it now, you're like, why don't they just stay out? Like, no, he got arrested in another country. Now they gotta go to that prison.
That's hilarious.
Stop getting arrested!
So you think... Like, because, I mean, okay, let's say they make it to their goal in the next season or two, and they're like, okay, we did it. There's no more zombies.
Then it would be about rebuilding the world. I think it'd be cool.
I've always wanted to see, here's the thing I've always wanted to see in a zombie apocalypse. I've always wanted to see the evolution of history repeating itself. You know what I mean? So I wanted to see people making forts, you know, like wooden forts, like in the colonial days or whatever.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see those evolve into stone castles.
Yeah.
As we got better.
Figuring out concrete.
Yeah, exactly. Just people relearning the stuff that we know exists. Like, we know we can do it. We just need to relearn how to do it.
Yeah. Somebody rebuilds a computer.
Find somebody who makes computers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And have them teach us.
Set we're getting the internet back up.
Switch on the internets. Ah, the internet, you guys.
It's pretty great.
If zombies attacked,
there would be no podcasts.
No.
That would be the first thing to go.
I wouldn't be able to, I wouldn't have a venue to spit my vitriol.
But that's another thing
with
zombies, though, going back sort of scientifically, is they never explain in any of these shows or movies how it got so bad. How did they take over everything? Because, like, I could see it being a little bit of an outbreak in an like one area of the city.
People are like, holy crap, that's rough.
Like maybe one hospital gets right. overrun, and then it's just like, all right, shoot them all. We got it contained.
I think it's that critical mass thing. I think it's that like it's exponential. So it's like one person gets it, and then that person bites like four people. Then those four people bite four people each, and then it's just like out of control.
Nah, still, I think it would be. It always seems to spread too fast. Like. It's like someone goes to sleep and then they wake up and then just the government's gone. How did that happen? How is the whole government gone?
Well, and then I think this has been joked about before. We don't have to touch on this too much, but like, I feel like there are enough guns and bullets in the U.S. to kill every person there like 700 times
over. Yeah, and that's, yeah, they're always like, we're running out of ammo.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
This is set in the States. Are you sure you're running out of ammo?
Yeah.
Ever?
Go to the gun store.
Go to a person's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's maybe in Canada. Crates. Well, no, in Canada we're already spread far enough apart.
Yeah.
It would take like 3 days for the virus to spread to Winnipeg.
Also, nobody makes a flamethrower. Although I don't think a flamethrower is a good weapon against zombies, because then you just have zombies that are on fire.
That was a tactic in the medieval times, where they would like tar up pigs and then set them on fire, and the pigs would run everywhere. It's chaos. That was like terrorism. That was the birth of terrorism.
Like flaming pig?
Yeah, flaming pigs. No, that's a thing. I'm pretty sure I'm not making that one up.
All right.
I think.
I don't feel like that would be effective.
It's not. Well, it's a very effective terror weapon.
Just like set a pig on fire and throw it into town.
Like a bunch of pigs. And then loose them on the village that you're sieging.
Okay.
And they just run everywhere, freaking out.
Would they set other stuff on fire?
I guess. Squealing and rolling and hitting stuff and setting all sorts of things.
Yeah, a lot of thatched roofs.
A lot of thatched roofery.
It seemed very easy to set roofs on fire in the medieval. Like, it didn't rain ever. And then when it did, like, the roofs just dried out so quickly.
I would love to bring a medieval siege group forward in time to now. And they'd be like, this is great. There's no walls everywhere. None of these houses have walls around them.
Yeah.
To set fire to the roofs, and then all our roofs are just—they just kind of singe out. The shingles melt a little bit.
Yeah, they just throw a torch up there, and it just lands, and then just goes out. It's like
there's 40-foot soldiers with like makeshift shields standing on your front lawn. A guy comes out with a shotgun.
Because that's actually medieval weaponry is the way to go in a zombie.
Oh, I think
apocalypse.
So. I mean, even in the TV show, you got the arrows and everything. Like, that's what you got to do.
But why is no one wearing armor? That's what I want to know.
First of all, armor or chainmail. Or...
Even, like, leather. Like, get a leather. Put on a motorcycle racing
suit.
Put
on a heavy sweater.
Yeah. They have human teeth. You can't.
You know what the problem is? TV is still sexist, so we still need to see cleavage.
Yeah. Yeah, girls running around in low-cut shirts. But even guys. All the guys are wearing button-ups. What do you got, a job interview? Put on a leather jacket.
That even might still help for the job interview.
Yeah, you seem like you're smart.
No, you know what? Absolutely. I've said this a number of times, and I don't want to turn this into the nerdy, like, what would your weapons be? Cause,
yeah, of course. We could talk about that for hours.
But let's do it real quick.
All right.
Mine would be, I'm going, like, nice heavy pants and probably two layers, like khakis over top of jeans.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Oh, maybe. That's true. Okay, well, at least I'm wearing lots of stuff like the Muay Thai shin pads, like shin guards,
yeah.
And knee pads.
Yeah, the riot gear.
Yeah. With a bit of, you know what? Just riot gear. I don't need to go to a sports fitness store.
Yeah.
I'll just go to a police station. Okay, so that, maximum mobility, great. Then I'm wearing, like you said, a motorcycle jacket.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what else I'm doing?
What?
Twin Gladius. Those little short swords.
Yeah.
Stabbings. And, like,
yeah.
They're good bashing weapons. Like, bash with one, and then you stab with the other one.
You want one in each hand?
Yeah.
But then you don't have a free hand.
Like them Romans. Well, you put one away.
Oh, you got scabbards.
Well, yeah, they have I mean, I could have a little round shield, too, I suppose. Shields would probably be really useful.
Yeah. That's another thing you don't see a lot.
Shields.
Nobody has a shield.
Or organization. Everybody just sort of screams, runs around, and shoots the heads of things.
Yeah. Just make a phalanx. Like the Spartans.
Or the Romans.
Shields and spears. Like, I don't know why spears aren't more commonly used.
What?
Like a really long spear?
What period in history?
A bardiche, perhaps?
A buckler?
A glaive?
A glaive and a buckler? What period in history?
A trident?
Do you think? A trident would be... No, because you know the problem with the spears and tridents? It would get stuck.
Ah,
and then you need to use... For the one
behind you. Just have a non-barbed one.
I'm thinking spear. I still want to go back to my gladius. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe like a really nice gauntlet. So like your hand
like
is pretty.
Like a punching gauntlet?
Yeah, like a good heavy metal. So you can just like.
It's like a pair of sock'em boppers?
Yeah, exactly.
Those Hulk hands from
Toys R
Us. I
would like just the Hulk hands. Because I don't want to kill them. They might get cured.
You just want to hear noise. Hulk smash. And then.
And then the zombies would be like, oh, there's a Hulk over there.
That's a crossover I'd like to see. Hulk versus zombies.
Honestly?
Or Iron Man. Man would take down
zombies.
He'd
just put his suit on, I guess, and then go have a coffee.
Yeah.
But just in the suit.
Yeah, exactly. You could just have a nap.
They'd just be biting on it.
Biting the metal.
Like, can you stop?
Stop. You're
dislocating your jaws.
This is getting very nerdy. What were you going to say?
I got out of hand. Well, I was just going to say, what period in history do you think could deal with a viral or bacterial zombie outbreak the best? Maybe not us right now, because we love being scared.
Yeah, we're too
like
compassionate.
Scared sheep.
I think like the Napoleonic era. When they had like the guillotine, they'd just be like, all right, line them up, chop them down.
I was going to go back because I like those
swords. Let them eat brain cake.
They would actually, yeah, they would have no problem using
bayonets.
Their enemies as bait.
Yeah.
Like put them all in like a corral somewhere.
Sure.
Put like the lesser people in place.
Yeah.
Poke them until they make lots of noise.
Somewhere with a really well-established class system.
That would be, a well-established class system would do great at a zombie outbreak. I was thinking the Roman age would be great because they love killing already.
Yeah, they would.
And they're all super organized.
They'd have like gladiator arenas where you'd fought a bunch of zombies.
Yeah, block by block, city fighting would be not a problem for them. They'd just be like, yeah, okay, well, we'll do the old shield thing we do.
Yeah.
Turtle up and stab away.
The phalanx.
Oh, wait, this enemy doesn't have passion or desire or drive, so we just stab all day?
Archers?
Okay, let's just do it.
Loose.
Okay, this got nerdy. It did. That's true. But I mean, okay, well, let's come up with what's our science conclusion on this business?
I think it's not going to happen.
Look,
I think... And if it did, this is the thing.
Yeah.
In theory, yes. There are these viruses. If they mutate to a certain extent, sure, they could start affecting people in a way where we become erratic. I mean, it already does. There's already cases of people getting infected with mad cow disease or rabies.
Yeah.
But
they don't go
on
attacking
spree. If it were to become an epidemic and maybe the aggressiveness increased... I still think that it would be contained too fast. We would be too aware of it. There would be no way that it would break out enough to shut down the government.
Well, especially given the fact that like the only scientifically viable options for making zombies don't make zombies that have any attacking plans.
Or ability to even spread the virus, really.
Except for the spore one.
Yeah.
Which is pretty effective, but it only makes more tragic people that go places and die.
Yeah.
It doesn't make them like, and the other thing is too, like, If the virus makes a mouse slow its reaction times and take away its inhibition so that it goes into a crowded area or whatever, or finds a predator and isn't afraid of it, that's one thing. But if you give that virus to a human, it'll do the same thing. But we don't have predators. Like, we don't have places where we would go.
Yeah.
It won't make the human buy a plane ticket to New York. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the virus will lower its inhibition, so he'll probably be like, he'll say rude things more often and then kill himself.
Yeah.
Like, he won't, it doesn't make humans go, I need to go to Japan, to the middle of Tokyo in rush hour and blow my brains out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I'll just go here in a mall or something. Like, so it won't create a pandemic that can't stop.
Exactly. So I think we're both in accordance.
Yeah.
Zombie apocalypse, probably not going to happen.
Never going to happen. And even if it does, it'll just be sad people
dying.
It'll
just be hipsters in costumes.
Yeah. The only way a zombie apocalypse will happen is if we all think it's a prank. So stop making those prank videos, please.
All right, everybody. That is the Halloween episode. Have a happy Halloween. Make sure you listen to the Monster Mash at least 4 or 5 times.
Oh, and don't eat any apples from Trick or Treat because they all have razor blades in them.
Yeah. Well, who wants to eat an apple anyway? What is this? The juice bar? It's Halloween. Have some Twizzlers, goddammit.
No razors in those.
Exactly. All right. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye.